Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy new year. We've done
Dan.
That. Joe Smith's in the corner.
How are you?
That's You're me in the corner.
That's you in the coma.
The coma. We've got the curry clock from the last episode. If you've not seen that episode, go back and watch it. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hello. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Oh, no, we've done a New Year episode. Feel like we're recording this on, and go with me on this one, recording this on the first Monday of January.
Yesterday.
Where I believe, by law, all your New Year's resolutions should start from today. Including dry January.
Have you been having a busy week?
I got a boost up on the weekend, yes.
Did you?
But I think it doesn't count.
I thought you were going to have a more sort of like scientific or philosophical way around
that. Do you get what I mean though?
I do get what you mean, because New Year's Eve, you're allowed to drink.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop at midnight. So already that day is ruined.
Oh, yeah. And then you're hungover the next day.
What does that mean?
So you can get a little takeaway.
Back on the Cinzanos and lemonade.
Yes.
But I agree with you. I think everything starts on the first Monday.
And then the darts final's on Friday.
What are you going to do? Not booze when Luke the Nuke pops them in the back of the dartboard.
Yeah, and then Saturday's a Saturday, do you know what I mean?
And then all of a sudden it's Saturday.
Whereas Monday, all the way up to Friday the 31st of January, that's four big weeks for you to nail all your New Year's resolutions.
So are you, we'll get into New Year's resolutions, are you not boozing now for the rest of Jan?
It's a great question. In fact, I think I'm going to booze the most I've ever boozed in January in my life.
Right.
Because, and this is true, I have done dry January in the past.
From birth to the age of about 11, you did dry January.
Yeah, the October one, I always fall down because it's a busy month. But my life's going to change quite dramatically in Feb.
Dialysis?
No, the dialysis, I'll beat that. I'm going to...
You beat the accusations.
I'll beat it. My life's going to change.
Yeah.
And I really think that to get the best out of the job of waking up dead early in the morning, I just need to be on it. And being on it means no boozing. And I've made that deal with myself.
Okay.
Which means January. Well, I'm going to Milan for Lenin's birthday.
Yeah.
So...
What, the former Russian leader?
No, probably the place in Italy we can fly to quite reasonably via Ryanair.
And then Milan,
We're going to Milan on Friday for Lenin's birthday, and he's like, can we have a drink? I was like, oh.
When are you there till?
Friday till Monday.
You said you'd come on the Stretford Paddock
Watch for the Arsenal game. You cancelled my work.
What?
You cancelled work on me.
What are you saying?
You had me down, right? Here's how it went. You had me down, and Ethan's the judge here. You had me down for Sunday. Yeah. Is it the 13th?
Whatever.
Anyway, Arsenal, United, you had me down to work. Today, you've cancelled me. So I'm going to stay in Milan for a day longer.
So if you were to show me the booking now, it would say until Saturday night, would it?
Yeah.
You booked a holiday and didn't tell me. But luckily, we don't need each other. What are you going to do in Milan? I've heard mixed things about Milan. Can I say that? I don't want to be that guy.
No. Daryl doesn't watch this podcast. Daryl booked it. Daryl gets what I call, he's got hyper-focus when it comes to buying things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? We were planning to buy Lennon a little surprise getaway. Daryl saw, for a split second, a cheap flight to Milan. Next thing I know, in a space of an hour, everything's done.
And what in just
Airbnb,
1 hour?
Airbnb, he's booked the Airbnb, he's booked the flight. He's not really asked any of us if we can make it. Didn't run it past anyone.
Mm-hmm.
31st of December, bought a dog.
Who did?
He had the idea in the morning. He bought the dog by the afternoon. The dog was in his New Year. In his house in Cholton. By Happy New Year. That's what he is. So I've heard mixed things about Milan.
Yeah, and I've also heard that the airport isn't in Milan that
much. Yeah, it's not.
It's
a while away. That's how Ryanair get you.
Yeah.
Ryanair will fly you from Manchester to Brussels. We've done this one. Have you done this before?
No.
Mate.
Talk to me.
You're practically closer to mine than Brussels. It's like, you want Brussels, do you? It's an hour and a half that way. It's like, What?
An hour and a half.
The Barcelona one's bad as well. The Barcelona
is it?
One's, from, this is just the Ryanair flights. They label them practically where you think you are, and they're not. Have you ever been stung by this, Ethan?
Got stung by the bagging system. Really done me over.
What happened?
My mum lied to us.
Right, so was it the system or was it your mum?
My mum lied saying the case would fit in the unit, and then I put it in the unit and it doesn't fit at all, so I have to pay £70, and it was all my mum's fault.
Did you not check the dimensions yourself?
I trusted my mum.
Right. No, but can I be honest? I trust my mum as well. If my mum went, there's a bag that'll get you... That, you know, I thought she might have seen it on TikTok or Facebook, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd just go, yeah, cheers, mum.
Well, they're all different though, aren't they? That's the problem. No, so your EasyJet and your, you know, Jet 2 are different to your Ryanair.
Did they catch you on the way leaving Manchester, or leaving Newcastle, sorry, or did they catch you on the way back?
On the way going there, and then I had to pay again going back.
You didn't buy a bigger bag while you were there to avoid it?
I had to buy a smaller bag.
A smaller bag, sorry, you didn't do that.
I can't remember. I feel like it might have got around it somehow, but I can't remember how.
So did you pay £70 on the way out? And then
I think it was cheaper on the way back because I pre-told them. So I think it was like...
Pre-told them, brilliant.
It was like £110.
Have you been stung by that before?
No, I haven't, but I've seen people who have. I've seen those videos on TikTok. Do you know where the bag fits in, but because it touches the sides, they're still getting charged?
Do you remember... I think I saw the story of on this pod where United got beat 7-0 to Liverpool and I was in an airport. And two Scousers were cheering like mad every single goal that went in. I was put my head in their hands, and then
in their hands,
in my hands, like that.
For fuck's sake!
And then when we got to queue up, they got their airports, they got their bags stopped. So I went like that, wee, because I was a bit pissed.
So petty.
So petty.
Actually, speaking of people's hands touching your face, I had a rumor today about you.
A rumor about me?
I heard a rumor that during one of your karaoke sessions, you cut someone off because they weren't very good and they leapt over the table and punched you.
What? Do you think that would have been a great...
Apparently that... For the podcast. So the Northern Quarter bar scene thinks that you got punched by a karaoke singing patron.
Pritt. Well, he's lying.
Well, no, he didn't say it happened. He said that is genuinely the word on the street. You might need to do a bit of fire putting out right here because the Manchester Northern Quarter bar scene thinks you got decked by someone who you cut off during karaoke. What do you make of that?
Well, it's not true.
Is it not?
Well, I've only done it twice.
Well, so I would presume it happened during one of those.
Do you think I would have told you I would have got punched?
No, I believe you. I'm just telling you.
Mad. Like,
do you know when?
Well, the thing is, that happens every week, and the guy who normally hosts it, we're not too dissimilar in what we look like, so maybe he's got digged.
He's got...
Digged.
Yeah.
Digged in the face.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, just so you
I'm
know.
I'm going to send the manager of the karaoke a little... We'll clear this up. A little voice note.
Do you know like how celebrities have publicists?
Yeah.
And it's their job not necessarily to like, I'm not trying to spread shit, I'm letting you know what's being said.
Okay, yeah.
It's like the thick of it.
I'll send Jake a little thing. Hi, Jake. Just recording a podcast now where I'm being told rumours going around that I got... punched during the karaoke competition on a Sunday night, and that wasn't me, but I'm interested to know, has that happened? Have you rattled someone's cage that much that they've leaped over the bar and punched you? Cheers, bye. Sent. Hopefully he'll send a nice voice note back to
you. It's interesting though, isn't it? This is our rumour spread, isn't it? Next thing you know, people see you as a soft target, like sort of Gdansk, and they'll push through into your land. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
What?
Don't matter.
But I won't be doing stuff like that anymore.
No.
Please God.
So you're going to have an absolutely gigantic January. Yep. And then what? Is it stone cold sober for
Well, no, it's full steam ahead. Full steam ahead in the actual breakfast show.
in terms of your boozing.
Oh, yeah, I won't be boozing. I'm too tired.
You'd be boozing on a Friday night?
No.
Really?
Too tired.
Do you think?
The thing with that show is I've covered that show for a week. And it's 20 hours of radio, right, a week, which doesn't seem too much, but there's an hour and a half of that show which is complete talking. So that is 7.5 hours of you just chatting to yourself.
Yeah.
And that is tiring. Mm. And your brain's just screwed by the end of it. So by the Friday, maybe a little bit into March, I'll be like with it a little bit more and can I can maybe have a drink on a Friday night.
That hour and
definitely
a half,
February.
We have to talk non-stop. It's like the equivalent of, you know, when you smear peanut butter on like a jagged bit of plastic for a dog to lick at. It's like, it doesn't look strenuous, but their brain's just firing so much that they actually get really tired afterwards.
Brilliant.
I would quite like if, do you know when you like talk by yourself a lot, and this is the classic cliched radio presenter, this is why you get Jeremy Vines and Alan Partridge's, because they just say a load of nonsense to fill up the space, don't they?
Yeah.
I would love it.
One's a made-up presenter there.
I would love it.
Yeah, one of them isn't actually a real TV, a real radio presenter.
I would love it if...
Is it so silly when Alan Partridge gets it a bit wrong?
Yeah,
is it,
yeah.
By accident.
Or I would love it if Joe, when he's on the radio, if people can listen out, we can have a Joe section on the podcast where we can bring in segments of his radio and make fun of him.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. I already had that idea.
Great.
I'm going to record... I'm going to listen through your first few shows and we're going to go through some of the best bits on air.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Yeah, I'm up for that. You won't do the admin to that.
I might.
You come up with these ideas that require you to do admin and then I know in the back of my head that's a great idea. However, admin boy Smith.
He can do it.
He'll fall by the wayside. How have we started the new year, you? Because I've started the new year boozy. Ethan, how have you started the new year?
I'm doing dry January.
Congratulations.
I've not touched any alcohol. Hand sanitizer. But that is all. Mm-hmm. It's good to stay clean. I went on a date the other day.
Whee.
And drank mocktails.
Good.
And I'm also running.
Was the date all right?
It was all right. It was all right. Did the lights go there?
No, nope, you're just trying to distract us from the date.
No, just trying to move
us
on.
Talk to us about the date, Ethan. Who was it with?
A woman.
A woman.
Okay.
True or false, did you take it to the exact same place you've already took someone else to?
I cannot confirm, right, so nor deny.
Did you have a spot like that? I bet you did.
Well, there's a couple of places, because I used to live in the Northern Quarter, which is where you'd go out anyway. So then you have your favourite places in that area. So then you might go there more frequently.
So you should take several women to one place.
Not at once.
No, of course not at once, but...
Yeah, I've been to the same place on a date more than once.
In a week?
In a week.
In the same week?
No. Yeah.
Is that not... Did any of the waiters clock you or anything like that?
Well, they're not going to say, are they?
Yeah, well, here he is.
Maybe. Who knows?
Good.
Not like loads.
Not like loads.
No.
Three in one week?
No, two.
Two?
Never three. I'm not...
Fucking hell.
I'm not, you know... King Charles Cavalier Spaniard.
I don't know what that means. What about food-wise, Ethan? Are you going to change your diet?
I'm trying to be less processed. So today I had a yoghurt, a blueberries and cranberries, but oh my days.
A blueberries.
The cranberries, I've got me really bloated here.
Have they?
I've...
You have to let it linger.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I feel like a zombie. How ill I feel. Ooh. But...
I've got a very bloated belly. He showed me his belly. He had cranberries.
Why? How do you know it's the cranberries? How can you possibly... Right, this is what I don't get. There's these people who, and not just you, loads of people do it, where it's like, oh, I had a big sandwich today and some chips and da-da-da, and then the drink I had really made me bloated. Do you think, how can you determine between the 60 ingredients you've just consumed which one it was that made you bloated or feel really sluggish? Why would it be the cranberries, which is basically the same food as a blueberry? Why wasn't it them?
I'm fine with blueberries, so it must be the cranberries.
So you've never had a cranberry before?
I can't remember the effect of the cranberries.
Yeah.
But
it could be how you slept, what you drank, whether you stressed.
Would you like to guess what I had for tea last night?
Okay.
And
I love this game.
If you get it correct, there's a prize.
So
£10.
Have you moved...
£10? Is it a meal or are we guessing? Is it like an ingredient?
£10.
Yeah, right. So have you moved your kitchen back from your boot to your house yet?
No.
You haven't.
But there's still...
Have you not?
No.
It's been a week and you still haven't taken all the stuff out of the boat.
So it's still something that you'll just buy from the shop. It's yoghurt or it's like ice cream.
So sad.
Or...
fish cake.
Is it dairy?
I'm not answering.
How many components
are there? You get two guesses
there?
Each.
Can we have at least have that? Like, how many components to the meal are there?
There was...
if it's like egg, chips and beans, you let us know it's three or whatever.
Four of the same thing.
Oh, fucking
right, okay, here's the thing. If we can get... we should guess this.
Four of the same thing.
Four of the same thing, right.
Kiev?
So there could be four chickens, do you mean?
Four chicken Kievs?
Four types of chickens.
No, we said it's four of the same thing, didn't we?
Oh, so in my head, I thought he meant four...
What, so you think he's had, like...
potatoes.
Potato four ways?
Yeah, in
what, he had mashed Dauphinoise jacket crisps. Chips?
That's what you mean?
£10 is on the line.
Right, come on, let's guess.
Right, okay, so what does he have four of? Something they can just whack in the oven. Chicken Kiev's not a bad shout.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll have four.
No.
He needs something a bit smaller than that.
Yeah.
And it's got to be something so outrageous that he was like, I'm going to save this for the podcast.
He thinks it's a laugh that he's done it.
How about a combined three guesses between
right,
you?
I'm going to say...
Tomatoes.
Tomorrow.
Possible.
What?
Go into a Sainsbury's local, which I know is near him. What is there? There is
four stuffed mushrooms.
Denied.
That felt nice though, didn't it?
Close or not?
Four of the same thing.
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
£10.
That was a decent guess. Sorry, I was just...
It was a decent guess.
Your turn.
The stuffed mushrooms aren't bad, you know. I'm gonna go with like a quiche or a pie. I don't know which one.
I've had four quiches. It's not
the small ones.
No one sells the small quiches. Scotch egg.
Four Scotch eggs.
Denied.
Ah! Oh, any of them warm? Any of them?
One last question. Is it a food that you typically eat hot or cold?
Cold.
Can we at least have
cold!
There we go.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
If it was four magnums, I'm going to wring your neck.
It could be something to do
with
ice
cream.
Like,
it could be four magnums, couldn't it? Four cornettos or something.
I think you're cornettos. Cornettos.
Denied.
Oh, what was it?
Four cheese strings. Four delicious cheese strings was my dinner last night.
It's vile, that, isn't it?
Why?
Well, I bought my blueberries and yogurt, and I just thought, this is too much effort. I'll just have the cheese strings.
Stop. Everybody stay where you are. On what planet is blueberries and yogurt too much effort? Literally, all you have to do is open your mouth.
Yeah, but you have to clean the bowl.
No, you don't. Just chuck the blueberries in the yogurt pot, or vice versa.
Nah, I always put it in the bowl. It wants to be a proper meal.
No, but you didn't have it for that.
He's just having his on. He's having his on.
You couldn't be bothered to just put something in a bowl, so you just ate something that requires even less effort than that. Did you even peel them, or did you eat them like breadsticks?
I did do the peeling.
Right, well, that's more effort than putting a blueberry in a bowl.
I really enjoy the peeling element, especially when you just get a nice, small, stringy bit.
Yeah,
so the
hair like.
Yeah, yeah.
You.
That's
the violent. The how far away Ethan is to you is phenomenal, isn't it?
In what terms?
Considering you
height
bought your own chicken the other day and carved it up into pieces.
Yeah, but do you know what I did? Do you know what you always see on those cooking videos when it's like some chicken where the skin's all yellow because it eats nice grains and all the skin's all dry instead of that like slimy white milk. Bitch that you normally buy for like $1.99.
Fuck yeah.
You know when you think how you can have a chicken, I think they're like 10 weeks old when they kill them, that can have been born, kept alive, fed for 10 weeks, and then it costs $2.99. What?
What a deal.
What was it eating for 10 weeks? Do you know what I mean? What is it eating?
Grains,
just gas.
It? Grains.
Yeah, but grains, even grains aren't free. You got to heat the shed. You've got to peel all the other dead chickens off it every day because they're all squashed and crushed on top of each other.
Sad,
and yet, after all of that, the antibiotics, the food, vet bills, land tax, inheritance tax, that chicken still comes out at $2.99.
Yeah, but if the farmer makes 50p out of that $2.99,
yeah,
it's about selling in vast quantities.
Well, it's your Bernard Matthews principle,
isn't
it?
If he's selling 10,000 of them, then that's £50,000 he's got there. Oh, I know. Oh, £5,000. Jesus, it's not a lot. That is so sad, actually.
I think we should go to one of our regular features now. Yeah. I want to hear from Ethan with his film review. Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
Now, as you can probably be anticipating, we've not done a film review.
Stop. As you can probably anticipating.
As you probably... Did not say be anticipating. What? What is it? As you can probably... What did I say?
As you can probably anticipating. Which is good to say you're about to be the face of Radio Manchester.
As you can possibly be anticipating.
Still odd. Right? Still unusual, but I think technically sound.
I don't even think it's the right phrase.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm a bit all over the place, you know.
What's happened?
I've been huling up today.
Have you been huling?
Mate.
Is that what
I've
it is?
I've been huling.
You've been on the liquid lunch
again. I can't wait to have the 9 out of 10 club today.
What are you having?
Ooh, we're having chipsticks and chicken wings later.
Of course it is. Buffalo
incoming,
wings.
Incoming. Ethan's had 3-4 weeks now.
Yeah.
To watch films. Christmas, known as one of the great periods where great films are on the small screen. Or the big screen, maybe he's gone to the cinema. Ethan James.
Well, yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
It's been the Christmas period, so there's a chance, you think, to watch films.
Oh, yeah.
I watched one.
Oh, he's watched one.
You've only watched one? Did
How
you watch
many
any?
You watch? Because you said you watch 100 films a year last week.
The Departed.
Yeah.
Inside Out.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Weird way.
Maybe. What? Why is that a weird way?
Toy Story.
Maybe the one Ethan's going to mention, so I won't mention that. We Live in Time.
Have you ever seen all of those over Christmas?
Yeah, well, Christmas is like 2 weeks.
I've only seen
I don't know what you mean. Like, what?
You watch a lot more.
Watching a film every 3 days is not wild.
You watch a lot more films than you let on. You don't go around like a big film guy. You've watched 6 films in the last 2 weeks.
If you could watch a film every 3 days, that's 100 films in a year.
No, I know how like maths works. You don't talk about films very much.
Tonight, if you go home, right, say you get home 6 o'clock, what time do you go to bed?
Probably start winding down about 9:30.
So what do you do between then and then?
Food. Maybe a film. Ethan, what you watched?
Oh, that was the tune to Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
And nobody can quite remember the name of this episode.
Vengeance Most Foul.
Some people can. But it was the Christmas special, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah. No, it was just a film. It was a film.
Why are you saying episode? Why are you saying Christmas special like it's fucking Gavin and Stacey?
It was a film released at Christmas time.
There's nothing to do with Christmas.
And... What an episode. What a film.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He's so not used to films, he doesn't know even the words that surround them. What an episode. What a TikTok it was.
What a show it was. It was fantastic.
What one of the longest Instagram reels I've seen in ages.
It was unbelievable. So now, if people aren't aware of Wallace and Gromit,
fucking
it's all plasticine, isn't it?
Plasticine, yes.
That's unbelievable to me. I can't quite comprehend it.
Because you look at it and you think, that's a real man, that's a real dog, don't you? You see Gromit and you go, that's a real dog. What do you mean you can't comprehend it? It's clearly plasticine.
What do you...
I look at that and go, there's a good boy. Lovely little real dog, that one.
But it's incredible because of the many years it's been around. Yeah. You could used to see the fingerprints inside the character. You used to see the...
No, you couldn't. You're lying.
You could see them on the outside of the characters.
You're lying.
You could see a little bit of scuffery.
Bit
you
of could. DNA.
They weren't as pristine as they are now. I went back and watched Wrong Trousers. Honestly, Wallace looks like he's had his head kicked in by someone with steel toe cap boots on.
So, do you want to know a fact about Wallace and Gromit before I get to the film?
Yeah.
The reason why they got Wallace all the bit way at the very first show...
What sentence is that?
That was worse than my...
The reason they've got Wallace all the way out for the very first show...
To say he likes Wensleydale is because it's a phrase that uses teeth. Wensleydale. And they liked him saying that so they could show the teeth of the character. Him saying that saved the Wensleydale factory and they made loads of sales.
Wensley sales? What, so in real life, Wensleydale sales shot up as a result of Wallace and Gromit?
They're going out of business, and they didn't know that. And all of a sudden, Wallace saved them.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, that is good, actually.
So in this show, Wallace and his dog, Gromit.
Is it true as well that Greg Wallace was named after Wallace and Gromit?
Can we say that name anymore?
You can still say it. He's still alive. Is that true?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But what I can say, what I can say about this film, is that what happens is the man Wallace, who's an inventor, and he has a dog called Gromit.
Yeah.
And Gromit sorts things out for him because he's off his head, and he doesn't understand what he's making and that. He makes an evil gnome by accident. Well, actually, it's a good gnome, but he's got the penguin gets in his head, not from Batman. What's the penguin called from this foul penguin?
He's called something.
Feathers.
Feathers McGraw.
Feathers.
What are you laughing at?
Him going, Wallace does the inventions, but Gromit sorts him because he's a nutter. And the penguin, well, it wasn't evil, but the penguin gets in his head. What penguin?
The penguin.
Yeah, no, you can't just say the penguin. You've not established the penguin Feathers. As a character.
Feathers. Is an evil guy from The Wrong Trousers who...
What if they don't know what The Wrong Trousers is?
That's a film where he makes him, he takes Wallace's trousers, makes him walk around stealing things because he can't get out the trousers. So in this film, he's been locked up in the zoo, the penguin. So now he makes a submarine and steals all these gnomes.
I don't need any more of the fucking synopsis. Did you like the film? Review it.
Well, I thought it was really funny, really well written, very humorous. I had a great time. I think it's one of the greatest films I've seen in the last few months.
It's the only one you've seen.
You can't say the greatest film you've seen in the last few months is Bob and fucking Mary Go Fishing.
Mary?
I don't know. Is it?
White House and Mortimer.
It's the Christmas version.
Mortimer. Yeah. Did they do a Christmas one?
I haven't even checked. They do usually. They did one around Middlesbrough once. I'll have a look.
Gromit is so sick of Wallace's shit, innit?
Yeah, I don't know why he's still there.
I think Gromit can do so much better.
Of course he could. He's a star.
The thing is, though, Wallace is a bit of a bad boy. So Gromit kind of probably sees the sex appeal of Wallace.
Do you think they've ever clayed his knob, just in case, to see what he'll have?
Just in case what?
I don't know.
A paparazzi gets a shot of it on holiday.
Well,
look at that, Wallace chills with cock out
things.
In Benidorm. They've ever clayed his knob just in case. I love that. Yeah.
I think it's somewhere just in the... They're called Hardmans, by the way.
Aardman?
Oh.
You think... Somewhere on the miniature little shelves in the back of Aardman, there's a series of testicocks for Wallace.
Just one testicock and penis.
Is that in case the wrong trousers fall down at a urinal?
Yes!
Yeah.
Wrong trousers too. This time it's personal.
Yeah.
And then they just come flying off.
Imagine
and
that.
And he's just there.
I think it would have Wallace's face on it again, but smaller. Hello!
They might have done it for when he becomes a were-rabbit and he grows a whopper.
Right.
Because he becomes huge when he's the way I
that's another different film. So how would you rate the film out of 10? What did you like about it? So far you've just said the synopsis and it's good.
The designs of the clay, you wouldn't even notice it. It's
fuck me. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. The designs of the clay, you won't even notice it. What do you want?
What do you mean? I tell you what, my favourite bit was how I didn't notice any of it. Can't be your favourite bit, that you didn't notice it.
Is plasticine and clay transferable?
Similar, but
what
no.
What?
Are they the same thing? No, they're not the same thing.
Apart from that...
The designs out of clay,
yeah.
You didn't even notice it.
Because it takes years and years, doesn't it?
Give
it a score out of 10, because all these stuck are whoppers.
Usually it's 5.
Give it a 5?
Usually it's out of 5.
Oh, of course.
5 Flaming Hot Ethans.
Well, I have to rethink now.
Give it a 5. Give it a score out of 5.
I'll give it a 5.
Brilliant.
Wow. I thought it was incredible. It's just so clever.
Yeah.
All this talk of his whopper, it's going to be hungry.
Mm. Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely, 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 definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9 out of 10.
Right then, after a few weeks away, many weeks away actually, we find ourselves in another World Cup battle.
Yes.
I do have to announce there was a slight delay in what, if people know the actual draw, there's been a slight delay in one of the draws. We were going to have full roast chicken versus lamb curry. Huge
hell
one.
Hell of a battle.
But we are going to wait until the man who bought the full roast chicken, Mr. Max Smith, can join us on the pod, because he has told me explicitly that he wants to cook said chicken and bring it in.
Amazing.
And on day of recording, it can't happen. So we move one below. Yeah. To what, Joe Smith?
It's a big day today. It's chipstick versus buffalo chicken wings.
Oh.
I mean, what is the football equivalent here, please?
This is, I'll tell you what this is. This is Real Madrid versus, oh no, they haven't got a game this week because no football team in the world is as bad as chipsticks are.
This is absolute sacrilege.
I actually think you should denounce.
Look at these. The bag looks better.
We shouldn't even do this today. I think we should eat those lovely chicken wings. Obviously it gets a bye. I think chipsticks should withdraw from the competition.
No.
And I think you should withdraw ever putting them in the first place.
Give me them. I want to try them. They are delicious, aren't they, though, Ethan?
They're fantastic.
Fantastic.
They got voted in for a reason.
Yeah, they got voted for. By the way, what a bag. Do you know when you get like £1.25 bags now, they don't look as good as this?
Value for money. What a noise.
The belt. Don't fucking
give me,
lie.
Give me another one. I'm
get about three of them.
I'm a man of my worms. If I believe it to be good, I'll tell you. I'm not gonna just going to stick with it.
Get about three of them, go for it. Good gear.
5 out of 10.
Liar.
Bang average. Right, chicken wing.
Liar.
Now for this one, we went with, what's it called? Cock in your mouth.
We got cockfighters.
Sorry, cockfighter.
Now, we are going around the houses a bit with the chicken wing. We went to Birds of Prey last time. Is this all just one portion?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell. As you've seen, we've just demolished some nice wings from cockfighters and chipsticks. And although...
Can't say any nice adjectives about them, can you?
Yeah. Well, they're some of my favourite crisps. And do you know what I love about them? Is a lot of them sort of linger. Another Cranberries thing. Oh, you've said that one, haven't you? A lot of them linger in your teeth so you can sort of still chew chipsticks going forward in the day.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's great. Do you know what I mean, Ethan? You still get a little bit...
Like a guinea pig.
Yeah. You still get a little bit hovering in the back of your mouth.
Hamster, I meant.
Okay. How are we looking in terms of the voting? What is it like online?
I don't even want to vote on this. I think it's a disgrace.
Brilliant. Well, I'll vote then.
Both go through.
Go on, Ethan.
Chipstick. I honestly think compared to the wings we just had now.
I fucking hate you.
The wings we've just had now.
This is proof, if we ever needed it on this show, that he is an absolute wretched beast of a boy.
I love buffalo wings.
No, you don't.
More than the next man.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because the next man is me, and I think they're better than chipsticks, so that's a lie.
But what we've just had there...
It's not just about what we just had, is it?
Today I feel that way.
Yeah. Sorry, Giuliano Infantino, whatever he's called. Today I feel chipsticks.
Exactly. So therefore, since it's only... me and McGrath voting, it can be a tie at most.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to vote. Well said. If it's a tie, both go through, yeah?
No, both don't go through.
Huh?
If it's a tie, it goes to the votes.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... So if I say chipsticks now, they go through.
Yeah, but the show loses all credibility, obviously.
Yeah, it'd be funny though, wouldn't it?
Think of the wings you just had now. But they're not good, were they? They're all right. I mean, they were quite nice. They did have a Chinese-y feeling to it, didn't it?
They have a Chinese... Really? Oh. No, I'm gonna have to... Ethan, I'm sorry. It is... Buffalo chicken.
Of course it's buffalo wings.
It is buffalo wings.
And the patron and the Instagram were absolute runaways, 80% each.
Can we read some of the actual comments on this, because they were very funny on both of these. Let's have a little look here. This one is a piss take, says Neen.
Yeah.
Tyrone Archer says chipsticks all the way. Tris Outlaw says problem for a veggie like me is I have to vote for some weird reason. I'm going to vote the wings. Dan Round says people on chipsticks need to be sectioned.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Chris Jones says Buffalo don't even have wings. Bit of fun. Jake says absolute shambles of a fixture. Yeah. San Marino versus the Avengers.
Yeah.
Sam also said
notoriously great at football.
Game was lost in the tunnel straight away.
It was. Imagine chipsticks.
We got a lot of vegetarian. Three vegetarians listening. Or the vegetarian option, the cauliflower wing.
They can be good, though, with a good batter, and the sauce is vegetarian, as you like. But yeah, those weren't the best wings. I won't recommend cockfighters, no offence, lads.
I actually quite enjoyed the cockfighters.
The quite
sauce
enjoyed
wasn't
them.
Saucy enough. It was just like... What? What did he say?
Ethan said he actually quite enjoyed them. So slag them.
I think, honestly, Ethan is a mess. Ethan is an absolute mess.
That was a great packet of chipsticks.
Who thinks that,
that was
eating
a great packet of
blueberry yogurt right. and blueberries is too hard.
Would that be your tea tonight if we gave you those chipsticks?
No, there's not enough nutrients in them.
Yeah, true. Right then, we're going to round up with
is
the first...
Is it possible to crush a man's skull with just two hands?
Yes, this first top three of the year, and that are your top three New Year's resolutions.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three...
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
Oh! We will clip this and play it at the end of 2025 just to see how well.
Wait, are these our own resolutions?
These are our own resolutions.
Oh, I just thought we were picking the best ones that people tend to have.
Top three. Well, you can do that bit of that if you want.
All right, yeah.
Top three for me, in number three, I want to walk 15,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to give myself a weight one this time in the resolutions because it never really works. I always fall back on it.
Yeah.
But I want to do that. It's number two. I want to travel a bit more.
Oh.
I want a little bit of, like, you know, I'm going to Milan end of this week. I'm going to Chicago in March for St. Patrick's Day. You know, my birthday's coming up 30 in June, so I might want to get about for there.
Fantastic.
You know? So travel a bit more.
You're the only person I know that would go across the world for St. Patrick's Day, by the way. I don't know anyone else that takes it even remotely as seriously as you.
If anyone's in Chicago watching this, let me know, put in the comments.
Is it where they turn the river green?
Yeah, it's when they turn the river green. Do you know me and Becky have been booking some parties?
In Chicago?
Yeah, for St. Patrick's. It's wild. Our party starts in Chicago.
On St. Patrick's Day? 4 p.m.?
7 a.m. The first Guinness is poured at 7 a.m. It says that as well.
That's
7 a.m.
Is this in some frat house somewhere?
No, this is along
like
the river.
Vinny the Party Hog.
No, this is along the river.
He drinks the first Guinness and then it gets slaughtered and served for dinner.
I can't fucking wait. Number one, just do the best bloody radio show I possibly can.
Yeah.
And get that bloody listeners up.
Yeah. Love that. That was
That's mine
one.
Anyway.
Brilliant. Ethan, top three New Year's resolutions?
Three is buy a darts board.
Yeah.
It should be coming, but the whiteboard that I've got to write the score on has been stolen from the porch. So there's a bit of a setback there.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, it's a good New Year's resolution, but you've done it.
No, I've not. I'm already one of the five items down.
You don't need a whiteboard, though.
I do for the score.
No, but you could use a pen and paper just while, you know.
No, it's a hallway, so there's no tables.
Right. Brilliant. Number two?
Become rich.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Number one?
I have signed up to the Set for Life. I'm now playing twice a week.
How much are you spending on that?
It's £150 a ticket. I do two tickets, so that's £6 a week.
What?
So you're spending 300 quid a year on something you're not going to get anything back out of?
If I get 10 grand a month, it's worth it.
Can I also ask... Do you think...
fucking robot!
Do you not think them two are the same, Ethan? Get rich and do this fucking... No, one of your New Year's resolutions... Actually, I'm pulling the plug. One of your New Year's resolutions can't be to do the lottery. I'm not having it... Take that back. That will make...
What's your resolution? Start smoking.
Yeah, that mixes with number two, all right? What's number one?
If I win 10 grand a year, it'll all be worth it.
Would be.
What's that number one? Why don't number one be eat better food?
Well, yeah. What if I don't need a job anymore because I get 10 grand a month? You'll be. That's a successful year.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. You'll be laughing going to bed at 6 p.m. so yeah. You can wake up.
So what's
time.
Number one?
This is an absolute fucking farce.
Mad end of the show. What's number one?
That's number two.
Have we sent a voice note back? It's 57 seconds long.
Fucking hell, we'll play it at the end.
I'll listen to it.
We'll play it after the end credits because it might be boring and unlistenable.
I had to run every day. Sadly, I failed that challenge already.
Fucking hell.
So I've trained.
Room full of losers.
Why don't you just eat better? Say that. Like, eat better meals.
Eat better.
Chicken and veg and that.
No. Dry January.
Brilliant. So just
not related. Nothing to do with each other.
What's yours, Joe?
Number three, gym 6 days a week. I need to do it.
Lucky Jim,
eh? Whatever his name is. I've been doing it so far. I went this morning before work. Woke up at 7 a.m. What can you tell?
Nope.
What now?
Nope.
What?
Okay.
The width. The girth is unbearable. Is it not? Can you not see a change in me?
No.
About this.
Carry on.
Okay. Number two. I think learn what tarragon tastes like.
Brilliant. Number one. Moving on.
Isn't
that's
that a TV show?
No, that's Taron Egerton.
And number one. Just hold on to the driver's license, I think. Don't want to lose
for
that.
Me, we're not exactly a fucking aspiring podcast,
what was yours?
Are we? Travel more.
Yeah.
Do 15,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Do a great radio show. Granted, number one, not everyone can do.
All right then. Here's all right then.
So number two for you, tarragon.
Well, no, because you know,
everyone can eat tarragon in a day.
Yeah. Well, anyone can travel more. Anyway,
It takes a bit to travel more.
Anyone can do 15,000 steps.
Not know, every day,
disability permitting. What I will say is, not just tarragon. Do you know those like weird herbs? Because you've got the main obvious ones.
Eat
basil,
as many weird herbs as you
basil,
can.
Basil, coriander, parsley. They're your big boys, aren't they? Then below that, just below that, dill and rosemary and mint. They're the next.
Say mint's up there with basil. Yeah,
no, it isn't.
It fucking is. Mint. I've got mint growing in my front garden.
Yeah, and what
how
are you doing
it be
with
a,
it?
How can it be a weird herb?
No, it's not.
If I can sniff it on the way into my house.
It's here too, man. It's rosemary, it's mint, it's dill. And then
fuck
so
off.
I know all these.
I think mint's well up there.
Mint is not up there like parsley, basil and coriander. And if you think that, you have got a lot to learn.
It's one of the top four ice cream flavours.
Yeah, but it's not made from the herb, is it? It's made from mint essence. It's not the same.
From the mint tree?
No, I mean, yeah, but cooking with mint. I don't mean like mint flavour, obviously, it's ubiquitous.
Cooking with mint?
Yeah, so that's tier two in terms of your cuisines. But then what about your tier threes? Your chervils, your tarragons. What are the other ones? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, fucking no.
Your
turmeric,
not herb. But that's what I mean. Oregano, but dry, but like
wet.
You know, wet. Where's that coming
from? I don't know.
All of that stuff. So that's number two. Number one. It's not easy, is it? Probably Ethan's as well. I might start doing the lottery.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I've never done the lottery once.
Should.
Andy's getting good at it, apparently.
Is he?
Yeah, he says that.
How good is he getting?
He's had a letter. Time to chill out. Right, I hope we've inspired you there. Put your top three New Year's resolutions in the comments. And this has been our first Tuesday show of 2025. I'm going to listen to that. And I'm going to judge if it's good enough to play.
Well, no, what we'll do is we'll say bye. And then if you want to stick around to listen to it, it might be absolute bollocks. You can do. So, bye, everyone.
Bye.
2025. We're back on Friday with Dom, of course. We'll talk about his birthday night out that we went on. Lovely. Bye, Ethan. Wave.
Ta-ra. We'll see you again.
I would say I've come pretty close. You know what I'm like with a microphone in front of me, just like, you know, just the same as you are. There's a limit to what you say, you know. Someone, I think I was just finishing work, stayed behind a little bit because I wanted to hear someone sing Rockstar by Nickelback. Used a bit of general manager power, put it up to the top. I was like, I want to fucking hear this before I go home. And it was god-awful. And the guy pretty much stared me out to a point where I thought he was going to hit me. The other time I can remember is when a couple were singing Nickelback, How You Remind Me. I can always Nickelback. Same coming here. In the last bridge where he goes up a little bit on the to the bottom of every bottle.
Great tune.
I might have grabbed the mic off of the dude that was singing because I might have had a few shots. And yeah, he walked out in frustration and really hated me for the night, so that was fun.
So I've never been punched in the face.
So you haven't and he hasn't, which means people are spreading shit about you, mate.
I'm going to go batter Dave.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
No idea.
Did I tell you what? Have I spoke to? No, yeah, I have spoken about that. Right, everyone, bye again. That wasn't worth it, was it?
No, but we said it might not be.
If you stuck around this long, you're great.
Yeah.
Ethan, take your top off.
Oh, fuck.